Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
I am joined by Danis from Cool Sounds. How's it going, Danis?
Really well, yeah. Thanks for having me.
So we're here to celebrate your release of your most recent EP, Bugabee, released at the start of this month.
Yeah, released a week or two ago, I think. Yeah.
Okay. You described the EP as an oddball funk damage pop with an unusual origin story. Would you mind telling us a bit about that origin story?
Yeah, so it was kind of all written and recorded during like Melbourne COVID lockdown, which I guess was like reasonably intense, kind of everything was shut down. But I guess like coming out of that, there was heaps of great like council and government initiatives and grants that weren't really like available at other times, so we got a bit of funding to record it, and I quickly wrote this collection of songs kind of all like on a laptop or computer, which isn't something I usually do. Like normally everything's pretty, you know, classic guitar band oriented, so I had all these kind of synthy, lots of samples, kind of slightly odd pop songs, and then recorded them out in the country in like this really old barn, which has like I think like mostly bluegrass bands record there. It's like old 50s and 60s gear, and we just tried to like take these kind of songs and try our best to like play stuff that was like synths or sampled on pianos or like acoustic guitars or like whatever we could kind of find around. Yeah.
Cool. I read somewhere that part of the challenge was trying to make the and the inspiration for the name was trying to make the synth sounds sound quite natural. Could you go into that?
Yeah, so I guess like originally there was lots of like electronic sounds in the demos and stuff, and then we kind of like played a bunch of stuff on piano and a bunch of stuff through like organs with old like Leslie speakers, which are these speakers which kind of like spin around and create this kind of strange effect. I don't know, it was kind of slightly tedious, but we just kind of tried to be kind of as creative as we could be in this relatively tight, confined kind of space.
Yeah, I guess sometimes confined spaces help with the creativity, don't they? So what was your favourite part of the recording process for this EP?
It was nice just to be out like in the countryside. We got to stay at this place. It was about 2 hours out of Melbourne, and it's just like, I mean, I say it's beautiful, but I feel like my perception of what's beautiful has kind of changed since I've been to New Zealand. Like, we were in Queenstown last night, and it's like really, really amazing. But yeah, it was probably just hanging out and like having extra time and like spending a week and a half just kind of recording. It was really nice.
Great. You consider yourself to be a multi-genre artist, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Is there a particular genre you like creating the most, or are they all just as good as each other?
It's not something like I kind of think about too much, but I don't know. I kind of probably try and like write pop music kind of first and foremost, and then album to album things kind of take on different influences.
Kind of incorporate other things into
the pop. Exactly.
So your New Zealand tour kind of just kickstarted. You played Port Noise Festival in Littleton, then Moon in Wellington.
Yeah.
And yesterday, as you said, in Queenstown. And tonight we'll be playing at the Pearl Diver. Have you played in New Zealand before?
No, I've never been to New Zealand, either as most of the band over here at the moment. So, yeah, it's really nice to check it all out.
That's great. Do you have a favourite venue so far?
The festival in Lyttelton was pretty great.
Yeah.
Everything has been really nice so far, but I think it was the second year maybe that run the Port Noise Festival. It's out like on the harbour in Lyttelton, kind of overlooking the water. And it just seemed like there was a really nice kind of music community in Christchurch that all kind of came out and were really excited for
everyone
it.
Everyone there to support you. That's
yeah.
Great. So what inspired you to come over here? What inspired you to hop the ditch?
I kind of had the thought of coming over here as a holiday first.
Yeah.
And then I guess at some point Port Noise Festival was like, do you want to come over and play? And then that kind of was the main reason we came. And I don't know, our tour schedule is like pretty silly. There's lots of long drives, but it's kind of like it's more like I want to see as much of the country kind of first,
and then
kind of playing shows second. So yeah, that's kind of why we're here.
No, that's cool. That's cool. What's the music scene like in Melbourne? Anyone we should be aware of coming up?
There's just like so many bands in Melbourne. Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's like within Melbourne, even within genres, there's whole like little kind of communities of bands. We play a whole bunch with this band, Snowy Band, which I think are like my kind of favourite band in Melbourne, but they are all my friends, so I'm a little bit biased.
No, nothing wrong with that. So you've just released this EP, you're touring it now. It might be a little bit too early to ask, but what are the plans for, say, the next year and a half?
I think probably another album at some point. We have one kind of pretty much finished, and then hopefully some more touring. I mean, I'd love to come back here at some point. It'd be amazing. Yeah.
Oh, we'd love to have you back.
They're just the usual kind of release and tour.
Cool. Well, that's all we've got today, but thank you for joining us.
No Dennis. Worries. Thanks for having me on.
That was Danis from Cool Sounds. Go check them out. They're new EP, Bugger Beach.
Bugger Beach, yeah.
Bugger Beach.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.